Hello.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Victoria returning your call for customer service.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Roberta Casebolt. My husband is John Casebolt. And we're getting an amount taken out of our checking account that we don't know what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get some information from you so I can find your account and better serve you?
Sure.
Can I get your zip code, please?
63785.
63785. Thank you for that. Let's go ahead and pull you up and see what's going on. Okay. Could you spell your last name for me, please?
CASEBOLT.
B. Okay.
O
C.
C
CASE.
B, B as in boy, O L T.
LT. Thank you for that. It,
You're welcome.
yeah, it's spelled case boat, but that's not what it is it?
Yeah, it's case boat.
Oh, it is case boat. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you,
Spells
Miss
just
Case
like it
Boat.
sounds.
Yes, ma'am. Well, sometimes you say it like it's spelled, and that's not how it's said, so you got to be careful.
That's true.
Okay, Miss
We get a
Case Boat,
lot.
let's find you. And I do apologize for your wait. Let's see what we can do. Now, Miss Case Boat, believe it or not, I got a lot of case boats. What were some of those? What was the first name that can be on the account?
John.
John. Okay, let me put John there.
And his date of birth is 12/4/66,
Oh, I
if you
don't need
need
to know
that.
that. No, ma'am. Okay, could it be in your name? Your first name?
Roberta.
Let's try Roberta. I'm sorry about that. We may have to go to something else if I can't find you. Oh, goodness. Okay.
What is this company?
We are actually a third-party center, call center, so we deal with a lot of different products. We actually deal with the product, not so much the company. So,
Okay.
you could have purchased this product under one company, and then we handle their customer service. Now, Ms. Caseboat, I'm going to have to get a little more invasive because I can't find it under either one of your names. So, do you
Okay.
have the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Just a minute. Can you hold
Yes,
for just a
ma'am.
second?
Of course I can.
Well, actually, I don't have the card with me. My husband, I think it was under him. It was Montgomery Bank.
Okay, let me see
And it
something
was a
quick.
MasterCard, I think.
I gotcha. Problem is, I can't pull up the. Let me try something else. Sometimes it works with email address. Do y'all have an email address that y'all use?
John Casebolt 716 at gmail.com.
716. Let's try that, because sometimes you can pull it up by the email addresses. So bear with me, and I do thank you for being so patient.
No problem.
Let's see. Now that is a lowercase. All of it is lowercase, Miss Casebo. Okay. And that was 716. Is that correct?
Yes.
At gmail.com. Okay. Thank you for that. Let me see if I can find it with this one.
This number popped up on the account when the money was taken out. That's the only reason I have it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Miss Caseboat, I've tried the email, the last name, the first name, so let me try something else. Miss Caseboat, I hate to ask you, I have to get some more information. Could I have the phone number? Sometimes it pulls up my phone number, and I do apologize.
573-270.
Wait a minute, I'm slow now. 573. What's the other part?
270-270-9523.
Okay, Ms. Casebolt. Let's see if we can pull it up by the address. I mean, not address, phone number. Ms. Casebolt, I cannot find you. Let's see.
Okay,
I'm trying to get your phone number. We actually, as I said, we're a third-party center, and I'm going to get someone over here to help because I've tried first name, last name, your
phone number. Yeah,
because
this is the second month. This amount has came out, and we don't have a clue who it's come out from.
Yes, ma'am. Please,
it may not even be a legit number, so I hope you're legit.
Ms. Casebolt, I hate to say it, but I've tried all the credentials that I can try with you. I've used your last name, your first name, your phone number, your email address. We can't use the last four because your husband's got that with you. You may have to contact your bank and let them call us. And you know, because sometimes they can give us information that you may not have access to. So we can find out what's going on. Because if it's one of our accounts, to be honest with you, I should have been able to find you with some of the information that you provided, because you provided a lot of information.
Yeah, the last month I tried to call, and I did call our bank, and she said to call you all. But
yes,
since you can't find us, I'm definitely going
to
be calling her
back. That's what you need to call. When you call her, you say, look, I've already talked to Victoria. She put all my credentials in there. She can't find me. We'll just tell them to call us, and we'll see, because I've tried everything. I know, Ms. Casebolt, your last name, your first name, your phone number, your email address. The last four probably would pull it up, but you don't have that with you. And So just go ahead and reach out to your bank and say, look, I've called Victoria. She tried all this, and she couldn't find me. And as I said, sometimes they can furnish us with information that you may not be comfortable with furnishing us, or that you may not have access to.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help, Victoria.
Thank you. I'm so sorry I couldn't help you, Ms. Casebolt. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.